When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get to it here. 215-592-9494. Look, this is it. Final chance for us, for everyone, to get on the record. Ultimately, it's Howie's job tonight, but we all have a say just from an opinion standpoint of what we want to see the Eagles do, what we think they will do, what we hope they don't do. It's all here for you. Last chance, 215-592-9494. John, I'm going to try to condense my thoughts. Just to bring, I mean, everything, it's really in many ways everything we've discussed in the last month and just kind of synthesize it all into one final four-hour shot. I'll just start with this. I do not want Bijan Robinson. It is super tempting. I feel I got to resist the temptation. I hope Howie does. I think Howie will resist the temptation. I do want Peter Skoronski. I want him and them to continue to build in the trenches. I think he'd be an excellent addition both short-term and long-term. I do wonder, though, if the Eagles will go for Paris Johnson. You know, I'm kind of sensing some chatter, and I'll also say hearing some chatter, that the offensive lineman from Ohio State could be the preference instead of Skoronski, so keep your ears and eyes open for that. I think there is a much better chance that Howie drafts the edge rusher, Nolan Smith, or the cornerbacks who we have barely discussed, Devin Witherspoon or Christian Gonzalez. Much better chance he gets them than Bijan Robinson because, again, that kind of fits the Eagles' typical approach. I'll also add, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, John, and everyone at 215-592-9494. I want to be squarely on the record on this next one. I really, really hope that Howie is of the mindset to draft for the long term, not 2023 immediate impact, area of need, or even this concept of push us over the top with this Super Bowl thing right there. Because I think the Super Bowl thing with Jalen Hurts could be there for a long time. And I think that it would be foolish to rush into, let's go get 2023 by the neck. Listen, then there's 2024, then there's 2025. Yeah, the Eagles have a really good team, but they're not 14-3 anymore. They lost a lot of parts. We don't know that they're the best team in the NFC. We really don't. We hope they are. We don't know that they are. It's going to be a tougher schedule. I would not draft for the immediate short term. Let's go grab it right now. I know that's tempting, but I want to see how we get the player he believes will give them the best career for a long time. All of that pushes me away from Bijan, pushes me to some other guys. I want to hear from everyone on all of this at 215-592-9494. It is last call, not for alcohol, but it is last call for you to weigh in here on WIP the day of the draft.
I expect this team to try to get Bijan Robinson after trading back.
Do you really?
I expect that's one of these contingencies. We heard from Brian Baldinger that would be a possibility, and it just makes too much sense for me, this idea of we are great as a football team because our quarterback is – the best or right there at the top, second best at running the football in the NFL. Imagine if you added the best or the second best running back at running the football in the NFL. And, oh, he also happens to be the best receiving back or the second best receiving back in the NFL. Like, this idea is too good to just abandon because people say, hey, it's never worked before. The best backs, they don't have success on good teams. Like, that's crazy. The reason it never happened before is because this is so rare. This setup that we have with the two first round picks, with, you know, going to the Super Bowl, winning the NFC, yet still picking in the top 10, that's crazy. And we do need to give Howie a ton of credit. I am, as a former Howfree questioner.
Yeah, you were.
I was. This draft scrutiny goes too far. I know it has been bad a couple times. Like, I know Andre Dillard didn't give us what a first-round pick should have given us. I know we drafted Jalen Reagor. Yes. That's indefensible. But those indefensible actions, the ones that make you scratch your head, the ones that you look back on 3 years later and say, wow, what could have been, like, his mistakes are fewer and farther between than we realize.
I don't know about that, John.
We're right on top of it.
First round, I don't think you're right there.
This guy is the best in the NFL at what he does.
I don't disagree with you, but I don't think that applies to the first round, John.
He's award to be the John, best because he's the best at what he does.
He also, though, just drafted Jordan Davis, who, to my eyes, for 1 year, doesn't look like he was worthy of being picked there.
I disagree with the Jordan Davis pick.
Okay.
I don't like that pick, but the jury is still out.
The jury is still out. I agree with that.
It's awfully early. Look, Bijan Robinson, you draft him. You do this thing where you trade back to gain value, to gain a pick or two, and you still get that star, that cosmic star. That's the kind of guy I want with this, the bonus pick, bonus in quotes. I want a cosmic star. Bijan qualifies. That's a big part of why I want to go there. I know he will make a difference.
Well, let me tell you something. And again, everyone can weigh in on all of this at 215-592-9494. This is one of those, last chances to get on the record type shows. Do you want Bijan? Why not? Would you take Peter Skoronski, the offensive lineman? Will you be happy or disappointed if the Eagles select one of the defensive players that they certainly might take? Edge rusher Nolan Smith, cornerback Devin Witherspoon, cornerback Christian Gonzalez. I mean, all of that plus, what do you think the primary objective should be? Is it about 2023 impact and trying to grab a Super Bowl when you feel like you're right there? Or is it about more the long-term and best player available and all that? All of that at 215-592-9494. I'll tell you something, John. I think it'll make you happy. And it'll make, I think, people happy that want Bijan. I got a text last night from a friend. He runs very deep in league circles, very deep. And he texted me. He said, just about everyone I talked to around the league in the last 5 days or so have said the Eagles will take Bijan Robinson.
Wow.
If he's there at 10.
Wow.
I found that.
That's a wow.
I thought that was a wow.
That's a wow.
I'm just dropping that in there.
Oh.
If he's there at 10.
Buried the lead a little bit there.
So, now, look, I don't necessarily buy it, but we'll see.
You don't believe your friend.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? He even wrote, he said, I'm not convinced myself, but the belief is pretty widespread. So, we'll see. Look,
Howie is a master of getting everyone to believe what he wants them to believe, too, if you want to look at the other side of that. He
totally
could want
the
league
side.
To, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Howie even said to us, and we'll play the audio about how, expect to be surprised. I think he might even said shocked, I forget the exact term, like 5 or 6 times in the next couple of days with who we select. That's what he said the other day. But, look, there have been...
Well, I don't. Did he say expect to be surprised?
Yeah, he did. We'll play the audio. We'll get to it. But
I know that the unique word is tossed around a lot.
Yeah. No, he said
does,
it.
Wow, okay.
He said it. So, and that's where also, I do wonder on a Paris Johnson guy because, Howard Eskin yesterday, and this was after our show, John, Howard was on the station yesterday, and he was pretty clear. Now, take it for what it's worth. And Howard obviously has a lot of ins in the Eagles and he gets information and maybe they're feeding him misinformation, right? He was pretty much on the record saying yesterday they're not going to take Skoronski. And that was one of two things that I heard yesterday that made me wonder, are they going to take Paris Johnson? Because someone else who runs in Lake Circles told me they actually prefer Paris Johnson instead of Skoronski. So now, look, guys, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what not to believe. The people that get information, do they have it on good basis? Are they being fed misinformation? Like, it's impossible for us to know. What I know is this. There's about 7 or 8 different guys that if the Eagles stay at 10 or around 10, they're going to end up with tonight. It's not as simple as just Bijan Robinson, but he is clearly the player that is the most appealing to fans because he is the yeah. ultimate he's the ultimate plug and play.
Right.
I mean, you can make a case there hasn't been a plug and play like Bijan Robinson in years for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a unique situation. You have a great team. You have an otherwise great offense. I mean, you do have a Super Bowl caliber type team. Look, on some levels it makes a ton of sense. On other levels, it just feels so wrong to me because it goes so completely counter to how we've been wired in the last 10 years or so, not just by the Eagles, but by most teams in the league, that you don't need to have a great running back. You don't want to take a great one in the first round because you're probably not going to have a second contract. Build in the trenches, Make sure you get after the quarterback with pass rushers. Make sure you oppose the quarterback with great cornerbacks. I mean, it's an unbelievably fascinating draft. Look, we'll hear from everyone and rock your phone calls at 215-592-9494. What do you make of all this? What do you want? Who do you want? Who do you not want? What do you want to see Howie Roseman do? Last call, get in. 215-592-9494.